News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. The Wausau School Administration issued a statement and released supporting documents yesterday about recent changes that brought an end to elementary school winter concerts and led to the temporary disbanding of the Wausau West High School Master Singers holiday performances. WSAU's Larry Lee has school board reaction to an administrative decision.
School Board President Michelle Schaefer told me the board has done nothing and she's not in a position to speak to the music issues right now. Schaefer says she's trying to organize a special school board meeting yet this week. Yvonne Henning wants to meet the board's attorney and says she needs the facts first. Patrick McKee is upset with the administration for apparently taking it upon themselves to make a policy decision without them. Teresa Miles supports the idea of having a special meeting. Jane Rush also asked for the special meeting, but she admits the early indications are it might not happen. McKee and Matthew Young both say the already planned meeting Monday night should have this as agenda item number one. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
There were some school board members not happy with the way this policy change came about. One school board member says that his kids are impacted by all of this. Matthew Young is children who are supposed to be in one of the holiday programs.
Both of our children are students at Rue Mountain Elementary, and I was looking forward to seeing their winter concert and found out last week that that's not happening, and obviously none of the parents that I know of were contacted. This was something that was done outside of the school board and without consulting the parents or the community.
Now, you can see the Wausau School District's statement on these holiday concerts. It's posted on our website at WSAU.com. The family of a slain D.C. Everest graduate, Kara Steger, is now making plans for her memorial service. They have to retrieve her body from Minnesota.
Marcy Steger, Kara's mother, tells WAOW-TV in Wausau that the family is now waiting to retrieve Kara's ashes from St. Paul. A memorial date will then be set here in the Wausau area. Kara went missing in February, and her body was found a few months later in the Mississippi River. Kira's husband, Jeffrey Trevino, was convicted last week in her death. He'll be sentenced in November. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A 78-year-old man from Adams County has been missing since Sunday night, and family members say they're concerned about his health if he doesn't get proper medical care. Baladino Medina left his home near Friendship around 6. He was in a gray 2002 Chevy Avalanche. The license plate is JF7139. He was seen near Sparta late Sunday night and hasn't been seen since. He's a Hispanic male, 300 pounds, 5'7", with balding gray hair. His photograph is at WSAU.com. Anyone with information should contact the Adams County Sheriff's Department. These are tense times for Social Security recipients. The Social Security Administration is warning people that it can't guarantee full benefit payments if the nation's debt ceiling isn't raised, and the deadline for that is the middle of this month, around October 17th. Not a big surprise, Mary Burke announcing that she is a candidate for governor. She released a video statement yesterday.
I know there's a lot more to do to get Wisconsin going again, but I also know the great possibilities of this state and how far we can go when we work together. That's why I'm running for governor, and I hope you'll join me.
Burke is a Democrat who challenged Scott Walker. She's the daughter of Richard Burke, the founder of Trek Bicycle in 1976 in Waterloo. We also learned yesterday that Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen decided he will not run for another term.
Obviously, another 4 years is something that I gave serious consideration to. However, there are other people, I think, who can step forward, who can take the reins and the accomplishments of what we have been able to do here in the Department of Justice and maybe add some fresh ideas and move things forward.
Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Be sure to enjoy the great October weather over the next couple of days. Sunny skies for today, a bit breezy. High of 71, south wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, clear and not as cool as the last couple of nights, a low of 48. For tomorrow, sunny skies once again, a high of 72. Great weather on Thursday, sunshine and a high of 70. Friday, sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds later in the afternoon. High once again, 70. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Now this is typical fall weather, comfortable through the afternoon, but a little bit chilly at night and through the early morning. If you'd like a daily forecast to your cell phone or portable device first thing every morning, text the word weather to 39327. That's a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com.